The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.
Welcome to the Cat Attack Podcast, the podcast that's been around longer than Days of Our Lives. And was it Bold and the Beautiful? Remember Bold and the Beautiful at 4:57? Ridge always had a lovely in between the silk sheet. And then it'd go from Ridge.
Ridge Forrester.
Yeah. Into Mel Walden coming onto your screen. It was an extraordinary segue.
And Jennifer Hansen.
Yeah, into Mel, yeah, or Jennifer. So that was extraordinary. I remember those days, King. You used to sort of get a bit deflated, didn't you, when Mel came on in more ways than one. But anyway,
we're not deflated about the Cats, Benny.
No, we're not. We're not deflated
took
at all.
Took care of business.
We're up and about. They did. They were, yeah, I mean, look, I was going to beat North. When you looked at North Melbourne's team, God, it was just a bunch of kids. So you don't want to beat your chest about beating a bunch of kids, but they did it in a good fashion. Played pretty consistently, probably the third quarter from memory perhaps wasn't their best quarter.
Yeah, just the three goals and North kicked two.
Yeah, they. I mean, you are playing against some good kids there, so they're always going to show some fight, and credit to them, they did. But the Cats did what they needed to do.
There was 10 minutes in the first quarter too where we thought Geelong were going to run away with it early, and then the Kangas, I think, kicked three out of four and got it back to, they got back to within about 7 points, and then close kicked the goal basically on the siren, and away the Cats went.
It's probably traditional in games where, you know, you've got one opposition that's at one end of the tree and another one that's at the other, that you, the higher team is always going to have lapses in concentration. And it was good to see the Cats finish out the game well in the last quarter. And I like, we've spoken about it heaps, Kingy, on the Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast. And a big thanks to James and, Jared. He'd be up and about, Jared. Has he been in the box yet?
This year?
Yeah.
I believe, yes. I think he might have been round one.
We've spoken about how even the Cats have been, and it was even again on Saturday. I mean, look, Cameron's kicked six. Yeah, I mean, you don't kick six by accident. So he's been good. Myers was good. But there's been no, I can't think of any player in any of the five games that you've just thought, God, he's carried the team and been, you know, no midfielder's had 37 and kicked three goals. Or, I mean, Cameron's kicked six. They're going to win it anyway if he only kicked three. It wouldn't matter.
Stewart in round one.
Yes, I suppose Stewart and Myers in round one, weren't they? They were both very good.
And then Stewart in Adelaide.
Yeah, true, but it's been more of a team. It's been more of a
absolutely
more of a rounded performance. Yep. They're getting something from everybody. Stengel and Close are playing well. Myers is continuing on his good form. I think the strength of the team is the defence. I think the defence is really good. And like I've said, it works the way it is. I know Colajasny didn't play on the weekend, but Henry and Colajasny in works alongside De Koning, and then you've got, you know, the others around there. O'Connor, does O'Connor play on camera?
Or does he go to Lachie Neal, which he has Geelong, in the past?
Who plays on Cameron?
Well, they're not bringing Busey back, I don't think.
So who would get the gig? Would they put Jack Henry or someone on
it? Potentially, Jack Henry can go with him.
Has he got enough wheels? Has he even playing Charlie Cameron? That was just disgraceful.
Yep.
I don't know how that's possible.
No, they've complete, like,
how did the AFL not
Chris Scott basically went, we're not surprised he's playing. We factored in him playing, but we now know where the rules stand. And
well, if you've got a good record, you'll bring that up.
But he hasn't got a great record.
No. I don't understand. What do you think happened? Do you think there's rules for some, rules for others?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, it seems that, yeah. And whoever, well done to Charlie Cameron's defence team, because they've absolutely hoodwinked the tribunal.
But how could the AFL not appeal
it? Yeah, that's got me.
Yeah, but they're saying that they're going to, all this good behaviour rubbish will go at the end of the year. They're going to wait till the end of the year. They need to do that now.
They've changed things on the run before.
They've set a precedent.
Yep.
Absolutely. I was flabbergasted. Have you ever been flabbergasted?
Occasionally.
And it was good that Lever wasn't injured, but they've clearly drove his head into the ground. That's what they're trying to outlaw. Correct. It was worth a week every day of the week.
Yep. I'm flabbergasted by some of the stuff you come up with.
Have you ever been how often have you been flabbergasted?
How long have you and I been working together? 15 years?
Oh, you don't get too flabbergasted.
Occasionally.
Huh?
If you've
like the laxative and the Never done that.
And the sleeping pill.
At the same time. I would suggest you try that at home and just see what happens. It's an experiment. It's a social experiment.
Yeah, I don't think it'll work well. Have you ever...
Don't do it on, just do it on the night before maybe the sheets need to hit the Westinghouse.
Chris Scott did his media conference today. And
did you go?
I did.
Did you ask any like pointed questions?
No, I didn't ask a thing. To
Not one thing.
No.
Do you get charged if you don't ask a question?
No.
Did everybody? Was Pete Ryan there?
No, I haven't seen Pete this year.
Was anybody there from the Herald Sun?
They're usually represented by the Addy, the paper.
Was somebody there from the Addy?
Yep.
Did they ask a raft of questions?
No, not really. No,
who was asking all the questions?
It was a combination. TVs usually, when we go to those things, the TVs usually take over.
Someone with like a lovely sort of Armani suit on, the shoes and like the open collar with a few sort of the old chest hairs out the top.
DK Lilly style.
Yeah, and just sort of, you know, asking those real hard-hitting ones.
Yeah, like what are your changes this
week?
Yeah. So there was about 11 minutes, but Chris Scott did speak about how, we're 5-0. He basically said, we're 5-0 and haven't played anybody.
Yep.
Come back and talk to me in 6 weeks.
Well, he's 100% right.
Yeah, without actually saying it.
Would you say with any living certainty that any of the five teams the Cats have played will play finals?
None will.
Oh, St Kilda might.
No.
No, I think St Kilda are a chance.
Tonight
is huge. I think St Kilda, even without King, I think the Bulldogs are in absolute the old Barney rubble.
So the five teams the Cats have beaten are all in the bottom eight of the ladder, and there's two winless teams, and every team they play between now and the end of May is in the eight, or Brisbane, who's just outside.
Mm. Oh, it's a really telling period. 3-3 would be acceptable. Well,
which are 8-3 at the turn. Well, yeah. Basically at the turn.
Yeah, that'd be huge.
Oh, massive.
6-2, 4-2 would be. Extraordinary.
4-2, and you.
Do you think they win this week?
No.
No.
Brisbane are a very, very good side.
Yeah, they seem to have found their mojo.
I know they struggled through the first couple, but as somebody pointed out, they were the team who finished the latest and started the earliest.
Mm.
Bit Geelong 2022 into 2023.
Yep.
And had some injury concerns. I think
they're gettable. Zach Bailey out hurts. If Cameron wasn't playing, I know that's hypothetical.
Then they're really gettable.
So Zach Bailey is a very good player, like a gun. So he being out, they've also, don't forget, Ashcroft's not obviously out.
But you can't factor him in.
Keaton Coleman is a huge loss.
Great player.
So they are gettable. Cats would need to bring
their
A game.
Got to start well.
Yeah, take the crowd out of it. Are they expecting a sellout?
Oh, it'd be a big crowd. I don't know what the expectation is for crowd size. But
at the Gabba, the Woolen Gabba.
Saturday night at the Gabba's
going to be... Do you know that when you go to the Gabba and you've got binoculars,
yep.
There are some high-rises just over the back of the stand from where the broadcast area is. So if the game ever descends into a sort of a little bit of a yawn fest, you can always sort of park the peepers up about 6 metres...
And see what's going on.
Just to see if you can't see anything that may sort of grab your attention rather than the game. And one year I did that.
Yes.
There's another thing we did that year, but I can't say it on air because we'd be off air and then K-Rock would probably be off air completely.
We did lose
focus. This is when the period when the Cats were just pizzling teams. It was like 12 goals up at halftime and they were never going to lose. And anyway, we had a bit of fun at the... I think Andrew Buse might have been in the box when that happened. But I did...
Was that the game Corey Enright was dacked?
No, it wasn't. Yeah. It was a different game to that one. But I did park the peepers up a little bit.
Or higher, 6 metres?
Yes, it was about 6 metres from where you hold them normally up. And fair to say, there was sort of... I didn't commentate for probably a good 2 to 3 minutes. Yeah, I could have commentated.
But you didn't.
No, I didn't, thank God. But it caused some great merriment in the box.
Right. Just on Brisbane and Geelong, we've got your wonderful quiz Saturday night.
I wasn't even there last week.
Jace did a good job.
Hi, Joe, yeah.
First question this week. Name the player who kicked the goal to win the Miracle on Grass game for the Lions back in 2013.
Well,
remember when the Cats were 51 points up at three-quarter time?
Yeah.
And he was playing his 200th game for the Lions. Do your research. You'll be able to find it between now
someone.
And Saturday.
Will anyone get that?
Yes, of course.
If I was giving a really minor hint, is the first initial A?
Yes.
Is the second one M?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Yep. I know who it is.
Yep.
So I was all over it. So I've just answered my own quiz question there. Yeah.
Well, no, you haven't. You've just given the initials.
Yeah.
5223 2955. Don't call now.
No.
Call on Saturday night for the $50.
We'll have a bit of fun with the quiz, and the integrity of the quiz is always paramount. So we've got some people in from Tattersall's this week to make sure.
Under government supervision.
Yeah. What was her name? Marianne Van Dorsler's going to come in and do it with Gavin Wood. And the balls would drop. And they used to keep a straight face. It used to be 9:30 every night. It was fantastic.
Because Gav was the voiceover man on Countdown.
He was.
He used to introduce all the acts and stuff like that. Shirley Strawn used to do... Remember, he used to do Wednesday night and then you know... He'd wear his Hawks jumper because they'd normally be in the night final or something like that. And then you'd go out to Lou, Bobby and Pete Landy calling the...
All the good... They're the good old days,
calling
Kingy.
The game from VFL Park.
Yeah, we've got Woke Brigade to deal with. Yeah. Can't say this and that and someone gets offended.
Crikey. Hawkins, Dangerfield, Collard, Jasny will all play.
Yep.
Do you run with Hawkins, Cameron and Neil?
Well, I read that the coach said that that's what they'd prefer to do, which means they're not doing that. I don't know. It's disappointing for Neil.
Kick three.
I don't think you can. Like, I'd love to say yes, but I don't think you can. You can't have three blokes. I mean, I know some say Cameron, he plays as a high half forward and he's not really a key forward, but he does patrol inside forward 50s where you want him doing his business. And then you've got Hawkins, who is certainly that player inside forward 50. And, I mean, I know they come up the ground, but you want them being involved inside forward 50. Yep. And then you got Neil, who, you know, is a big leading athletic freak. I just don't think there's room. There's the ball rebound out at a million miles an hour. Because Cameron, for all he's unbelievable, Cameron. He has zero interest in defence. He just doesn't tackle. He doesn't do any of that. He's got no interest in it. He could be quite lazy at times. And you forgive that. A lot of the great players are. I mean, I think Dusty Martin's not known for his tackling, is it?
I don't think Gary Ablett Sr. was.
No, I don't think Gaz Sr. certainly. He didn't. He actually subcontracted that out to other players and said, "You go. I'm not doing that. Any of that rubbish. You go and do it," which was fantastic. Because then he'd stand on someone's head or he'd knock three blokes out and then he'd... Anyway, but so I just don't feel that you could have those three guys because I just think the pressure in the back half would... out of the forward half coming out would be not non-existent, but it wouldn't be at the level to compete. You get away with it against a middle of the road team, perhaps. I don't know. You get away with it against Brisbane at the Gabba.
Yep. So who else comes out? Does O'Sullivan just one and done for the moment?
Oh, I would have thought so. 100%. Great to get him a game. Probably even unexpected for the kid. He did some good little things. Great taste for him. Yeah, I'd be staggered if he stays in the team. He goes out, Collard-Jasny in. That's just a given. And I mean, Collard-Jasny is one, although he's not an ideal matchup. You probably could throw him on Cameron for a bit to see if it works. If your first matchup's not working, but he doesn't. I mean, not many have the pace for Cameron. That is a problem. I mean, even Busey's the one that probably does, but I can't see them bringing back just for that job.
Yep.
So I think Neil comes out and O'Sullivan comes out and...
Clark for Dangerfield? Do you get Clark? Is this
probably. Clark's rest? I mean, on form, and I know people will say that I'm picking on him, but Zach Tui was terrible on the weekend. Yeah. They won by 13 goals and he was non-existent.
13 disposals.
He just was nowhere. Where does he play? I just don't know why he's there. But anyway, he'd be one to get. I'd leave Clark in as the sub, and I'd drop Tui.
You've probably got to let Tui go a little bit. Like they're going to play him, and I know you've...
But he on form, you're not.
Yeah, but they are.
Well, I don't know. They managed him, dropped him already once.
No, that was managed. That was legitimate. That was legitimately managed because that was into a 5-day break.
So where do you play him? Is my point? Where would you?
On a wing.
Well, you say you're better than Dempsey.
But Dempsey's playing more as a half forward.
No, he's not. He's playing as a wingman, wingman.
I'd play Dempsey as a forward.
What? So who comes? So are you going to have Close, Stengel?
I'd have Clark,
Dempsey, Ollie Henry, Cameron Hawkins. S7.
I'd have Dempsey on one wing and Clark on the other wing.
He's playing him up forward and on the wing.
Yeah, but that's where I'd have him. I reckon he's playing.
So, yeah, on the wing. So okay, so you've got him on the wing.
Yeah,
and you'd have
Clark on a wing. I'd play Clark on it.
So where does Tui play?
Well, yeah, you squeeze him.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you.
On form, he's not. He doesn't have the form to stay in the team.
No, but they're backing him in.
Well, the issue there is you're backing him. He doesn't have a spot. Well,
James Kelly is on with us on Saturday night. Ask him.
Yeah, well, he could give us. What's he going to say? Yeah, we've got to drop him because he's going like a bastard. Like, that's not going to happen. That's going to give you the political rubbish of, you know, role, yada, yada. He plays this role that, you know, you won't see.
So you're answering your own question then, aren't you?
But what I'm saying to you is if they're picking the team on form, which is what Chris Scott will tell you,
yeah,
his form isn't up to it.
No.
And there's no spot for him is my other point. If there was a spot where you could say, look, let's put him in there and let him find his feet and, you know, maybe give him, well, they've already given him 4 or 5 games and he's been, bar one, he's probably been poor. If you had a spot, you could say, yep, bring him in there. But as it stands right now, and if Dempsey runs out of gas, which he might do, if they get a few injuries, yep, you've got Zach Tui there to come in and be an experienced player and fill that role. But right now, I don't see him getting a game above Dempsey. I don't certainly see him getting a game. Holmes and Duncan are now playing a little bit off half-back, pushing up onto the wing. Yep. He's not playing above them. He's not playing above Stengel. He's not playing above Close. He's not playing above Myers. Yep. He's not playing above Jack Henry. His countryman, Mark O'Connor, has gone past him. Where are you playing?
Yep. O'Connor re-signed for 2 years.
Yeah, well, good on him.
Yep.
That's good.
Yep.
Good.
You were a big question mark about him, though, earlier in the year.
Well, I just think he's one you could trade, potentially, if they wanted to go down that line. He's been pretty good. He's been solid.
I think this will... I thought his last contract would be... He'd be done at the end of this year. I think he's done at the end of 26. That'll take him to 29, and he wants to go home and play in a play All-Ireland with Kerry.
Yeah,
he gets to go home and play Dingle, his club team, in his county comp, but he wants to represent Kerry and he wants to play in an All-Ireland.
Is that Bud Tingle?
Dingle.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and it was Bud Tingwell.
Was it?
Yeah. Who played the...
he was in the Late Show.
Yeah, but he also played the retired solicitor in the Castle.
Mm.
And he was the one that went to the High Court.
He did.
With Daryl Kerrigan and got them the win.
Mm.
It was very...
It was the vibe.
You want to answer some questions, Benny?
Yes, I love answering questions.
All right. Nuffy from Corio. Benny, what was this arm-crossed arrangement at three-quarter time? So serious. Any chance you can give Nuff from Corio a shout-out next time you're on the
screen? Yeah, I replied to that one. I could do a bit of John Law's Valvoline action on that. I don't know about the arms crossed. It's sort of... I'm in between... You know, I'm in this like the meat and the old sandwich. So you sort of, you know, it's hard to, I mean, what do you want me to do? I can sort of, do you think I should, one of us should stand up?
No.
What?
Because you've got the camera.
Right.
Doesn't pan it high enough.
No panning.
There's no panning of the camera.
Like do you know, like pigs can't look up?
Right.
Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
No, they can't.
The Chaps Chat Cats comment, I usually tune in to the subpar TV broadcasts out of an insane habit. Not this weekend. Put your call in my ears and it's bloody fantastic. You guys do an excellent job. The call team are excellent. Great balance of analysis / humour. My mistake for not tuning in sooner. Well, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
The Chaps Chat Cats, which is an absolute mouthful when you've had half a dozen schooners.
Wait till we... go a little bit light blue. You reckon you'll still be on board then?
The Hoops Crew. Which underrated cat has had the biggest impact on the team's success in 2024? Mm. It's a good question.
Underrated. Can you have more than one?
Yep.
Well, I'd say Dempsey has been a surprise packet.
Yep.
And we've spoken about it that he's showing himself not just to be this sort of X factor forward who bobs up, you know, once a quarter. He's actually working up and down the ground. The other one. The other one that I would say, which has been Parfitt, even though he's not young, well, he's youngish, but he's been around the block 100 games.
Well, this is underrated, Cap. This is not young. This is just underrated.
Well, I think after last year, nobody rated him. So that would put you in the underrated category, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So he's been fantastic. 20 touches a game, 8 to 10 tackles. He's added something to the midfield. We've spoken about it quite a bit. He's just given the midfield another avenue and another soldier who's solid, and he's a strong boy. He tackles hard. His tackling is good. Yeah, really like him alongside Atkins. And we've mentioned this; it's become quite a defensive midfield. Getting Dangerfield back in be interesting on Saturday night because he's your offensive player, which is what you want. And Cam Guthrie, obviously not far away, he's that as well. So I'd say for mine, Dempsey and Parfitt.
Have you ever seen a Geelong injury list as small as...
No, there's three players on it.
Three players.
Guthrie and two blokes I've never heard of.
Yeah, Joe Furphy, the rookie from the basketball, and Mitch Edwards, who was a draftee.
So none of those boys are playing seniors, except Cam Guthrie, who's due back sooner rather than later.
It could be next week.
In the twos.
Yeah, well, you would think he's coming through the VFL.
And Gary Rowan playing again in the twos.
He will play in the VFL again.
Yeah, he played. He didn't get a lot of it, did he?
No, and he played forward.
I don't think he's ever going to get a lot of it. Gary
no,
Rowan.
He's 8 to 10 possessions against. Do you what he does with those 8 to 10.
Do you think if they beat Brisbane, they wouldn't bring him back in?
Oh, it'd come down to how players pull up.
It's, well, let's just, okay. Hypothetical: they beat Brisbane and they get no injuries.
No, I don't think he's coming in.
No, at all. I don't think he's a walk up.
No. No, not with the way the forward
line is functioning. And given that how well they've started in the first 5 weeks, if he doesn't play well, I don't think they'd hesitate to drop him out.
Yep. Trevor Young, would you like to see us trial 3 talls in the forward line, Jez?
Yeah, I would like to, but I don't think they will. And this is probably not the week to trial stuff. They were able to trial it last week, albeit Hawkins went out. Maybe if you're playing a West Coast here or whatever it is, you can, but I wouldn't be trialing stuff against the Lions.
Dallas 79, when I looked at the draw, 3-2 was my worst possible outcome. 4-1 most likely, 5-0 great start. We'll know more in 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
That's 100%, Kenny.
Yep. Thank you for that, Dallas. Premiers, if O'Connor's playing in the midfield and signing 2-year extensions, then Mitch Nevitt must be a long way down the pecking order. Yes.
Yeah, maybe. When there's going to be some guys go out, though, pretty soon. Tui, Duncan.
Dangerfield.
Dangerfield, Guthrie. They haven't got long left. Yeah. So, I don't know. I wouldn't read into one other player getting re-signed, as a death knell for a younger player. I still think he'll be very good, Mitch Nevitt. He's just finding a spot for him now, and he's just going to have to bide his time. When the opportunity comes, he's going to have to grab it.
D Buds was impressed with Neil's game. Hope he can get another 3 to 4 more by the end of the year. The next month will be extremely tough. Do you think they will continue to bring players in and out to manage them or settle on a more stable team?
It's a good question. I think they would go. I don't think they will be experimenting. I mean, didn't Chris Scott say that Dangerfield, Hawkins and Colajasny all could have played on the weekend?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, they're not doing that against Brisbane and the next week against Carlton and then Melbourne. And then they're not just taking out one of the best players unless there's a reason to do so.
See, right now, so a lot of those older guys, like I say, Dangerfield's missed 3 weeks. Duncan had the week off for the birth of Parker. Yeah. Hawkins is out a week. Colajasny's had a week. Cam Guthrie's going to have played, not have played until round 7, 8, 9. So right now, their management can probably get them through to, Tui's had a week off, Stanley's had a week off, might get them through to the bye.
Yeah.
From here, I don't think you'll find too many managed between now and then, other than maybe some youngsters.
They're not going to manage stars, and they're going to manage players who are out of form.
Yep.
They're who they manage, and they'll claim they're managing them, but they're dropping them out.
Then Sounds Co, huge chance, but the team might not know it yet. I'd say it's a huge chance to qualify. Yeah, have a real crack at the flag.
Oh, yeah. You'd hope so, but I wouldn't be spruiking too much after 5 games.
The Republic going great, given last year. Keep it up.
Yeah, they are. Yep. They're going really well.
This time last year they were 2-3.
Yeah, and they're giving themselves a platform. And as we've said, this next short period is going to be vital. But the good thing about it is they're going in form. They're confident. They're even. They've got a good mix. The midfield has surprised me. Backline's always been solid and is probably their strength. And the forward line is, with the three smaller players playing well, Henry and Cameron and Hawkins, it's dangerous.
Damien Tedesco, great call on Sunday. Benny, especially with the laxative call. For those who missed it.
Well, the guy took laxative and a sleep pill at the same time and it caused a...
issue.
Caused a bit of a ruckus.
Great team effort from all the players. Good team, even game. Good to see with 10 minutes to go, still 100% effort. How do you think we'll go on Saturday night?
Look, I think I was thinking about this, Kingy, coming in here, thinking, I mean, if they won, you'd have your pants sort of well and truly down and maybe looking for sort of reruns of some of the ridge action.
Right.
But I think a mini win would be to be really competitive and play well. And show patches where they, dominate and do well, and they're with Brisbane every step of the way. If they don't get over the line, so be it. I don't know that too many teams are going to get over the line up in Brisbane. So what you don't want to see is to go up there and they get this, like, absolutely armbarred to show that maybe their 5-0 form is nowhere near the Brisbane level, which is steps above anything they've faced. That's what you wouldn't want to see. But I don't think we will. I don't – if I was having a tip, My heart says the Cats. My head says that the Lions are probably going to be too good up there. But I think a win for the Cats would be just be competitive and push them every step of the way.
Marky Mark, the Lamp. According to Champion Data, Ollie Dempsey is the fourth best winger in the AFL and he didn't even play on the wing against North. How does Tui get a game on the wing? Does Tui do something I'm not aware of?
Yeah, we've spoken about that. I agree. I don't know. We've just got other players now. We're better equipped. But Champion Data, like, yeah, I mean, they provide us with the stats, but some of their stuff is absolute rubbish. Didn't they put out a list today of the top 50 players and Jeremy Cameron wasn't on it?
Yeah.
And that's embarrassing.
Jezza Jones, 33. Will Ralphie Herald's son acknowledge his comment before the season that Geelong would be 0-5?
Is that what he said?
Oh,
well, surely not.
No, I wouldn't have
playing
thought.
North Melbourne and Hawthorn. No, he must have had a frontal lobotomy.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening. Fox Dog 50, question to you both. If Stanley retires at season's end, what would you do about another ruckman? We have Conway, who'll be our first option. We'll have Edwards, who we drafted last season, but only 19, still raw and young. We also have Frothy Furphy, who's a rookie. Would you bring in another kid, or would you pick up a mature state league ruckman just to fill the gap or back up Conway, Edwards, if they are both injured or don't make it?
I think you'd need to get a ruckman who could come in and, you know, could at least compete for a season or for a string of games. I don't think they could just get a kid and have those three players and a kid as your ruck set up. They need to go and get, and I'm only throwing names out here, but like an Ivan Soldo type or a Naismith or one of the guys from GWS. They seem to have 1,000 ruckmen and some of them aren't getting games. You'd have to have somebody who could come in and you're confident could play senior footy,
yep.
Because you're not going to be relying on Loch Ness Conway next year at all. Let's hope he continues to develop. But he'd be in his, third season?
Third.
He's miles away.
Yep.
Miles away. And the other two are even further back on the Hume Highway. So I reckon they'd have to get a partially experienced ruckman.
Connor O'Sullivan, do you think Geelong are looking for him to be our next blitz? In pre-season, we played him in the ruck a bit up forward and also in defence. Could he be that replacement in years to come?
I think
he's got the attributes
to play as a ruckman and then an on baller. Oh, geez, I think you're getting too smart by half there. What's wrong with just developing him as a really good key back?
Oh, nothing. But
do you reckon GWS plays Sam Taylor in the ruck?
I just said he had the attributes.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a hairy chest, but I'm not on Bold and the Beautiful.
Howler 41 did what was required versus the Shinboners. Our midfield was very good, but we'll have to lift another cog versus the Lions. Tanner Bruin seems to make every disposal count.
Yeah, he really improved, Tanner Bruin. We had him on after the game. He's good. Yeah, he's we've spoken about it. His trajectory of his progression is going beautifully. And he spoke really well after the game. If you have a listen to it, he speaks quite well and he's not getting ahead of himself and he's grounded. He's a hard worker. And the game, I asked him if the game slows down a bit. He sort of didn't say yes. He said not really, but his impact on the game is getting better because he seems to have a little bit more time to make the decision than execute the skill. So yeah, he's going to be a 250 gamer for the Cats in the midfield.
20 from him is equal to 30 from others. Neil really excites. He's such an athlete. Unsure how, but how, got to get more games into him. O'Sullivan looked right at home. SDK getting better week by week.
Yeah, I agree with all that. And, you know, it was a good game to give O'Sullivan a game because the ball wasn't down there much. They weren't under any pressure. He did do some nice things, but he goes back to the twos, I would have thought.
Impressed by Bowes since
he's
came
been
in.
Good.
Danger Collar to come in. I'd be thinking Tui out. I feel he's reached the end and think Clark Nevitt should play before he does. Start well and we're right in at Saturday night.
Well, Bowes and Dempsey have gone past Tui. That's another death knell. Anyway.
Cat is 28. Random question for me this week. Wondering if either of you have read The Boys Club by Michael Warner?
No.
No, I haven't.
On the AFL?
Yeah.
He's their number one.
If not do so, ASAP certainly has made me change my view of the head honchos at AFL headquarters and not for the better.
No, I can imagine.
Bloody Goose, I think...
They've taken his accreditation away numerous times, the AFL.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think Jack Bowes has shown great poise and footy nous in the midfield and he's a great kick, but his performance has been unheralded by most. Does he stay in the side or get squeezed when Danger and Guthrie return?
Well, that's the key, Kingy, because you've got Atkins who stays in, Bruin stays in, you've got Jai Clark probably goes out as a young kid, then you've got Bowes and Parfitt. So... do they stay in when Dangerfield and Guthrie come out? Does their roles change? Is that then lessen their impact? It's a whole sort of, can have a chain reaction. So it's a really big, it's a good problem to have that we're talking about numbers in the midfield, because there's not one I did think we'd be talking about. I thought we'd be saying there's a shortage of numbers in the midfield. But it you know, Bowes has sort of seemingly found his feet. It's only a very short sample size in the midfield. Love to see him do it a bit more and against a good opposition. But, yeah, he has been good. So it gives them something to think about. But if he's then got to go to the wing or half back, how does that alter it? Do you think if you were selecting the team, okay, and someone said you got to take two midfielders out to get Dangerfield and Guthrie in, that's not how it works, but just hypothetically, and let's say one of them is going to be Clark,
yep.
Who would you take out, Parfitt or Bowes?
Parfitt.
Possibly. I don't know. It's a difficult... I don't know. I don't think there's a right answer. I have no idea. You've got Bowes, who's possibly a little bit more creative. They're both not quick. Parfitt is probably better defensively.
Yeah, he's a better tackler.
Probably better clearance player as well.
Yeah, he's actually averaging... he's averaging nearly six clearances a game.
Yeah, he's good at that. He's won with his clearances and tackles. That's what he's good at. He's quite evasive in his tight confines. Yeah, I don't know. That's a really good question.
Daz Broncos, great call last week from Massey Winkingy. Thanks for the shout-out on Neil's second goal. My mum was over the moon and took great joy in that one. Great problem to have 28 not fitting into 23, but who goes out this week? Well, we have discussed that, Daz. Neil would be very stiff not to get another go on the back of that effort, especially his defensive tackling pressure in forward 50. Who will win the car first? Dempsey, Stewart or James Willis? Have you seen the footage of James Willis?
I have, yeah. It's an absolute hanger.
Yeah.
Apparently Arge got a great photo of it.
Yep.
I haven't seen it, but it's doing the rounds at the club.
Yep. Arge Geese.
Yeah.
He's the one of the club photographers. Goes to all the VFL games and yes.
Apparently he's got a really good photo.
Well done, Arch. That's us, Benny.
Is that us done?
Yeah, we've covered off everything.
Is anything going to get taken out of
this?
What's going to get taken out?
I'm not sure.
Don't take anything out. I didn't say anything was going to offend anybody. Nothing was, it was all just, it's just, there's nothing that was offensive in that.
6 o'clock, Saturday night.
Yeah.
James Kelly's going to join us in the pregame.
Is he?
Yep.
Well, is he become our go-to? He's already been on three times. Twice.
No, once.
Once.
Yeah.
Now twice.
And now it's back to.
Soon to be twice.
Sort of moves, we sort of rotate through everybody.
He
hasn't been on the home and away season. He did the Essendon.
Did the pregame, so he hasn't been on the real stuff.
No. Oh. So you better ask some real questions. Troy Selwood's back too.
Looking forward to seeing Troy.
Yep. Saturday night?
Yes.
See you then.
Bye. Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.